Welcome to Content with a Purpose, the podcast. I'm your host, Gaby Rendon, and I bring you SEO strategies, productivity tips, business hacks, authentic entrepreneurship truth, and inspirational stories from other moms in business that can help you figure out the next chapter of your life, whether it's starting your dream business or finding purpose in your current lifestyle. You can find me as Content with a Purpose on any social media or as Gaby Rendon in LinkedIn. And without any delay, let's do this. Recently, I've noticed a surge in the so-called faceless marketing templates on Etsy. Some offering 1,000 templates for less than $2. And not to mention the countless YouTube and Instagram courses that claim you can use AI to churn out hours of content and monetize your channel or profile with this. Driven by curiosity, I decided to try out these templates and online courses that promised a goldmine of effortless content. The result? Most were outdated, riddled with typos and grammar mistakes. And guess what? They offer no real strategy except to use AI with this prompt that made me sales. Yes, they actually use $3 signs instead of a real revenue figure. So when I read about Etsy and YouTube tightening their policies on AI-generated slop, I couldn't help but feel a sense of relief and validation. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the role of Etsy in setting new content standards, its approach to combating AI-generated content, the importance of authenticity in digital context, how the YouTube creators are responding to the AI slop crackdown, the challenges YouTube will have to identify AI-generated content, and of course, how I went down the Reddit hole trying to research this article, and how is the impact on monetization going to be. So without any delay, let's dig into it. As I was saying a few minutes ago in the intro, this shift in platform policies is more than just a reaction to all the low effort digital stuff popping up. It's a real turning point for how we value and protect creativity online. As both creators and audiences get tired of mass-produced AI-made content, there's a growing appreciation for work that's original and genuinely crafted. Raising the bar isn't about pushing back against new tech, but about keeping digital spaces lively, reliable, and inspiring for people who put real effort into what they make. Right now, with AI-generated content flooding the market, platforms like Etsy and YouTube are taking big steps to support originality and authenticity. The AI slop crackdown is a sign that things are changing, with new standards meant to filter out automated low-quality content that drowns out real creators. By updating their rules, these sites are not just protecting their communities, they're also encouraging creators to step up their game. Now, let's look at the role of Etsy in setting new content standards. We all know Etsy. It is a marketplace of handmade and vintage finds. It's absolutely amazing. And it has always been about celebrating creativity and personal touch. But with the recent flood of AI-generated products, Etsy core values have been put to the test. So the company decided it was time to step up. By tightening its rules, Etsy is making sure its platform stays true to its mission, showcasing real high quality goods crafted with care. This move shows how much Etsy values genuine creators and small business owners who put heart into their work. A big challenge is that sellers now have to give more detailed information about how they make their products, regardless of the product type, including the materials and steps they use. This will help Etsy tell the difference between truly handmade items and those that are mass-produced or pumped out by AI. But on top of that, Etsy has started using smart tech to spot patterns linked to fake or automated listings, so they can quickly flag and remove them, or delisting them. Etsy's focus isn't just on rules and tech. They are also connecting with their creator community to stress why authenticity matters. With webinars, workshops, and how-to guides, Etsy gives sellers tools and advice to keep up with the latest standards. This approach not only brings Etsy closer to its creators, but also encourages new ideas and steady growth. And thanks to this effort, Etsy will continue to stand out as the go-to spot for original top-notch products. Now let's talk about YouTube. This approach to combating AI slop content is different. We all know that YouTube is one of the largest video platforms out there.
YouTube has also faced its own set of hurdles when it comes to managing AI-generated content. With millions of videos uploaded every day across endless topics, YouTube has to take a well-rounded approach. It's not like turning off the switch and that's it. No, to handle this, the platform uses a mix of smart detection tools and real people to keep its content standards high. And from what I've read on YouTube's blog, a big part of this strategy is to create and enhance the YouTube experience for everyone, and to continue investing in AI tools that empower creators and artists throughout their creative journey. And for these changes to successfully come to fruition, they needed to make slight changes to the already known YouTube channel monetization policies. Along with more advanced LLMs, language learning models, or generativity, the ChatGPT's models to check videos made with AI tools. And although YouTube has not publicly disclosed the exact names of what LLMs or GPT model they use, the underlying approach leverages AI classifiers trained to identify content that violates their community guidelines. This is nothing new. It was already happening. But now they are making it a little bit more strict and detailed. The whole purpose is to raise the bar for monetization, making it harder for low-effort AI videos to make money. This doesn't mean you cannot use AI to create content. People like me, who has a strange accent or English is not our first language, and we use AI to correct our grammar, that is okay. Or to use AI to shorten the production time when editing videos, that is okay. YouTube is also offering extensive resources and tools to create image backgrounds, soundtracks for shorts, and auto-dubbing to help creators reach new audiences in other languages. The use of AI is okay, as long as it's not low-quality mass-produced. That's what they're tackling. Now, let's talk about how YouTube creators are responding to the AI slop crackdown. Of course, I have to say, for all the listeners, don't get caught up in the flood of frantic posts on various social media like X, with all these frantic posts voicing concerns and demanding clarification from YouTube. Imagine how much was the flood of tweets, we'll call them tweets, that the head of editorial and creator liaison, René Ricci, needed to make a release video to say, hey, chill down, nothing is going to change. You're not going to get kicked out because you're using AI. What we're going to see is to reinforce the guidelines that we already have in hand, and we are not going to change that much. It's a slight change in wording, as vidIQ, the YouTuber, said. It is a minor adjustment, but it might have significant consequences for those creators that only use AI to mass produce content. On the other hand, TubeBuddy, another YouTube creator, offered a different perspective by clearly explaining what constitutes an AI channel, providing examples, and outlining which types of content will now be permitted or restricted. So if you have time to go and check out his channel, that will be great if you are very curious. I will leave the link in the description. Another one who might be of interest will be Matt Parr, this YouTube creator. He focuses specifically on faceless content. And I'm talking about faceless content because it's trending on Instagram and Pinterest and Etsy and everywhere, how to do faceless content, that you might want to look into his video explaining the implications of this new policy from YouTube on faceless channels. And he will help you. If you read about it or would you watch the video, you will learn how to identify which one may face the greatest risk. In the end, as platforms roll out tougher rules and communities rally around real creativity, we are stepping into a new chapter for digital content. And as a boutique agency that actually creates content, digital content for our clients, it is important for us to start looking into this next chapter for digital content. You'll see, finding the right balance between exciting new technology and staying true to originality, it won't be easy. But with smart policies, open conversations, and everybody pitching in, creators, platforms, and audiences alike, we can shape an online world where authenticity, artistry stands out and thrives, even as automation becomes more common. We're not fighting AI. We're not against the machines. What we are is against low-quality products. That's the truth. But now let's talk about how YouTube and Etsy identify AI-generated content. That is a challenge. You see, spotting AI-made content is getting trickier as artificial intelligence keeps getting better at mimicking human work. These days, some AI-generated videos and posts look and sound almost exactly like the real thing, making it very tough to tell them apart. That means platforms need a mix of smart detection tools and real people double-checking things to keep up. At first, machine learning algorithms will pick up the most obvious, blatant AI-generated content, and they will pick up repeated patterns, weird wording, or visual that they don't make sense, like seven fingers in one right hand or three eyes instead of two, things like that. But AI is improving quickly. So even the best text sometimes misses genuine content or slips up on catching bots. That's why places like Etsy and YouTube combine these digital tools with teams of human moderators, aiming for a fairer and more accurate system. So you will pass the AI screening, and if something is not quite yet, that screening will be sent to a human being, which will double check what you're doing, will double check what is happening over there, or other in the community will say, hey, that is an AI generated content, and they will report you. That's what is going to happen. Humans will play a part in this identification of AI-generated content. And there's also the sheer number of loads to deal with. That's another thing that's another challenge YouTube and Etsy are going to face. With millions of new posts hitting the platform every day, it is impossible to review everything by hand. Now, that's the reason this team of software detection plus human teams to keep pace with the new AI tricks. It's an ongoing game of catch-up, but it's vital to keeping content quality high and staying ahead in the world of digital creativity. I have a question for you. Is your online presence helping you grow or holding you back? You know, your website and all your social media should be working for you, attracting the right people, building trust, and getting them to take action. But if your growth feels slow, stuck, or your message isn't landing, I think it's time for a second look. Your digital presence is often your first impression, and it only takes a few seconds for someone just to swipe left. So, if your brand feels unclear, inconsistent, outdated, I think it's time for you to get an audit. So, there's a link in the description, and we're offering a free audit. We will be reviewing your website, your social media profiles, and I'll give you a feedback on your brand message, your identity, your call to actions, and recommendation that will boost your visibility, your trust, and your conversion. It's free. Are you ready for the clarity on what's working and what's not? Fill out the form in the link, and you will receive my recommendations. Now, back to the episode. And of course, I have to tell you all about going down the Reddit hole. Reddit is this great community where users express and answer a lot of questions in a very unfiltered way. So once you get into Reddit and start reading one comment, there's nothing else but going down the Reddit hole. It's 7 hours later, you're still on the same thread, 500 comments below, getting a lot of good information. So I did. And because I wanted to grasp a better reaction from the users, the small pops and moms, artisans, and crafters on Etsy, as well as digital artists and online educators. So, after browsing through hundreds of Reddit comments on the influx of AI-generated digital products and copyright concerns and the abundance of low-quality content on Etsy and YouTube, the prevailing sentiment was one of belief and agreement. Many felt that cracking down on mass-produced AI content was long overdue. Yep. And this reaction reflects a broader cultural moment. As creators and consumers alike grapple with the implications of automation and the delicate balance between innovation and integrity, the rapid proliferation of AI-generated material has sparked important debates about originality, copyright, and the very definition of creative authorship in the digital era. What makes an AI product different from a human creation? What is creativity? What is not creativity? That's a very philosophical concept that we are going to talk about later on. But the surge in mass-produced content, back to the point, I know, has not only raised concerns among artists and designers, but has also prompted platforms to reevaluate their moderation standards and invest in more transparent review processes. Amidst this shift in landscape, community sentiment has played a key role in shaping the policies of major digital marketplaces. Many users have shared personal stories of frustration, ranging from seeing their original design overwhelmed by AI lookalikes to anxieties about fair compensation and artistic recognition. Forums, social media threads, comment sections have become gathering places for these discussions, like Reddit, fueling calls for greater accountability and effective oversight in the fight against what some have dubbed the AI sloth. Overall, there is a collective pushback in not just filtering out low quality or infringing material. This pushback signals a desire to preserve the spirit of creativity and foster environments where genuine talent can thrive. As platforms respond to these demands, the future of digital content creation will be shaped by ongoing dialogue between technology developers, content creators, and engaged communities, all seeking to ensure that innovation enhances rather than diminishes the value of creative work. But talking about creative work, in this digital economy, what is the impact of this AI sloth crackdown on monetization, on your pockets? Because in the end, a lot of digital content is a digital creator's only way of living. That is our paycheck, right? So let's talk about how the AI sloth crackdown will have an impact on monetization. So, rewinding a little bit on my first opening intro paragraph, when I was saying all this advertisement about courses that claim that you can use AI to churn out hours of content and monetize your channel with ease, for creators who churn out, I'm going to use the same word, tons of low quality AI made content, these rules, these stricter rules and better moderation means that it's going to be much tougher to earn quick cash for endless uploads. Content mills that rely on automation could see their videos demonetized, push lower in search results, or even taken down, cutting off some of the easy revenue streams that used to exist. On the other side, these changes are good news for creators who put real effort and originality into their work. By clearing out the clutter, YouTube can give more attention to unique, high-quality videos, helping them reach bigger audiences and attract more engagement. Advertisers will also prefer channels that show creative thinking and establish audience trust, which can boost earnings for those making genuine content. Over time, this shift should raise the standard for what is considered monetizable, encouraging creators to focus on quality and craftsmanship instead of shortcuts. And as for the whole community, this approach should help rebuild trust between viewers, platforms, and creators. You know what is out there is the work of someone who put hours into editing, into creating the script, into creating the icons and the illustrations. And perhaps audiences are tired of repetitive and misleading videos. So raising the bar for quality will make digital content more enjoyable and help creators earn a more reliable income. While the switch may be disruptive for some, is likely to make a healthier, more rewarding space for creators who value originality over automation. Whew, we're almost finished here. I know it has been a little bit longer than I expected. So what I see in the future, I'm not talking about forecasting with my crystal ball, what are the future trends in content creation and AI? As we look ahead, the relationship between creators and AI is not standing still. It's dynamic, it's changing fast, it has a lot of hurdles and plenty of new opportunities for both sides. But one big thing to watch is how quickly AI tools are getting better. And that's a fact. They are starting to make content that feels a lot more human and more creative and almost undetectable to the plain eye, as I say, to the uneducated eye. Well, to the simple side, they look real. So they're starting to make content that feels more authentic and more human. And that's why we need to keep close on ethics and make sure that there are solid content rules in place. So if you want to know what is YouTube doing on the ethical use of AI, there's a link in the description for the Creative Artist Agency build about how to tackle AI. A quick note for those who want to know more about the ethical use of AI. On 2024, YouTube announced plans to develop tools partnering with Creative Artist Agency to support the No Fakes Out. The link is in the description if you want to learn more about it. Now, back to the point. As I was saying, people are catching on to just how much AI is involved in making digital content, and they want everybody, both platforms and creators, to be upfront about it. On top of that, making sure AI-generated stuff is fair and doesn't spread false information or bias is a must. At the end of the day, what's really exciting is how human creativity and AI will work together. Instead of worrying about AI taking over, smart creators should use it to boost what they can do. And the result? We will have more original, engaging content. By keeping up with the latest in AI and using it wisely, creators can roll with the changes and keep making things that audiences love. Yeah. And what is happening now for Etsy and YouTube? The Etsy standards for creativity and YouTube's monetization rules have both been around for some time. But the rapid rise of AI tools has made these two communities to actually make a stand and protect creators and preserve the essence of this marketplace and channels. Using AI tool isn't problematic itself, but plagiarism, if you violate copyright laws or ignore the platform guidelines, that is the problem. That is what we're talking about, the AI slope crackdown. Platforms like Etsy and YouTube are setting the stage for a more vibrant, inclusive creative space that rewards originality over mediocrity. And by prioritizing originality, staying up to date with current trends and regulations, and following ethical best practices in using AI, creators can succeed in this new digital era. Content creation should always be led by human creativity. That is my point of view. That is my stand. And AI tools are meant to support and accelerate the way we produce content, not to replace the uniqueness that only imagination can provide. Now is the perfect time to review your content. Make sure it showcases your expertise and unique style, and ensure it aligns with the platform rules. Remember, AI should amplify your creativity, streamline workflows, and speed up production. And keep the human touch human. That's what makes your work special. Ooh, this was a long episode, right? If today's episode brings something of value to you, please share it with other entrepreneurs and small businesses that might need it too. Remember, we are here to collaborate and make the most. And also, leave a quick review. It means the world to me. So, until next time, and remember, your voice matters more than you know.